This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon from London. How are you doing?
Hey, Johnny. I'm good. Good to be back with you.
It's been an absolutely fascinating week. Of course, it is the first Friday of the month, so it's non-farm payroll day, US jobs figures, very important. And the number is lower than markets expected, partially because of US President Donald Trump's cuts to the government workforce, which have started to hit. But overall, what is the market assessment of these non-farm payroll figures?
Yeah, Johnny, so the dollar's reaction here to start continues to drop. I mean, this is if we see the dollar close red today, that would be the fifth consecutive down day for the dollar index. That being said, I mean, this is a pretty big slide this week. Dollar index down. At one point a couple weeks ago, we were at 110. We're now at 103.8, let's call it. It's a pretty good slide here for the dollar index. So that's a price reaction here to give you something to work with. But then let's go through the data just really quickly. Take a look at the employment change. 151K compared to forecasts between 160 and 170. A little bit soft, but then the revisions also worth mentioning. The previous month's January's numbers were revised down from 143K to 125. To tack on to that, we also had unemployment rate tick up from forecasted 4%, it was expected to remain unchanged, actually went up to 4.1%. So a little bit of softness in the labor market. I don't know how much of a surprise this was to the market, given that we've had, you know, we had a soft ADP number, JOLTS job openings. I mean, things have been a little bit soft on the labor front as is. But yeah, markets continue to not love what they're seeing if we're talking about a stock market reaction. You've got the NASDAQ down another 1% today, S&P 500 down around that as well. Of course, at the time of recording, the issue here recently is by the time these podcasts and things go up, markets are so volatile. Things can be, you know, much worse, much better very quickly. So markets are highly volatile right now. We do see the VIX, the volatility index, up to about 25, just signaling that markets think that the volatility or that the spikes in price on most assets could be very, very large. I mean, I would give overall this employment data a C+ rating. It's not great. It's not the exciting factor that some people were hoping for. Many people were hoping for a little bit of a revival, you know, some strength in the US economy out of this number. I don't think you really got that, but you also didn't get a crashing, horrible, you know, ugly NFP report either. So somewhere in the middle. Does that help with the rate cut story? Yes, but I really think that that has taken second place to concerns over growth and the stability in the labor market. And just to add one thing, Johnny, we have, you know, of course, Fed decisions coming up. If you continue to see large swings to the downside in the labor market, I do think that they would probably act first on labor statistics before inflation. You know, there's this ebb and flow right now, this concern around stagflation, where you have, you know, growth kind of slowing, but also inflation staying sticky. And people wonder, which one do they act on first? Well, at 3% inflation, if the labor market really does struggle enough, I think that they would act quickly on that side of the mandate a little bit sooner than rapidly, you know, holding ground, I suppose, on inflation.
And if you add the uncertainty because of the turbulence we've seen, largely down to the tariffs, as we've said, the labor market is cooling. The softening trend is likely to persist and may potentially deepen given this combination of federal government layoffs, public spending cuts, and tariff uncertainty. We will end up with a cut in rates. And this is something that the president, actually President Trump, wanted and asked for over the last few weeks. So I think it's almost certain we'll see something. The question is it going to happen next time around, a quarter point cut?
Yeah, I mean, the market seems to be factoring in about 3 rate cuts this year. It's an interesting take. I mean, there's people all over on this think that the Fed won't move too much. And many of the Fed officials themselves seem to be kind of saying, no, inflation's still sticky. We're not really ready to move that much. There's a lot of hawkishness amongst central bankers. However, the bond market oftentimes will try to call the bluff of central bankers. And it seems like that's kind of the case. I mean, take a look at the 10-year yield. It's come down a good bit from that 4.8% level down to 4.25%. I mean, it's a good drop there, perhaps anticipating that continued cooling in economic data could get the Fed to budge from where they currently sit in the Fed target rate. So, you know, it's an interesting time. I think that the drop in yields is very different than it was. You know, it was not as positive as perhaps was perceived 6 months ago, where it was on inflation cooling. Now it's more, well, the economic data is cooling a little bit. The growth metrics are cooling a bit. And that causes some challenges, I think, for the market. I think we've talked about stagflation, this concept before, this idea that slowing growth plus sticky inflation. It's actually a very rare circumstance for the U.S. economy, because usually a big drop off in or recession indicators will usually drag inflation down with it, just because of low wage growth and less consumer spending. But the issue that we now face is, well, okay, you have sticky inflation, perhaps partly imposed upon with the tariff situation, but also slowing growth. So usually stagflation is not something that is a long-standing period of time. And it also is something very challenging for the Fed, because they have both issues at once, inflation and labor statistics.
And yesterday we saw the European Central Bank cut its rates for the sixth time in 9 months. It too wants to bolster Eurozone economic growth because it is worried about stagflation. The rate now down to 2.5% from 2.75%. When you compare that to where we are here in the UK at 4.5%, that's an enormous difference. And surely the Bank of England will cut rates when they meet in a couple of weeks' time. But it was interesting to see the ECB cut again.
Yeah, they cut rates, and you can see the euro go up anyways. I mean, I think part of the reason for that is that, yes, Europe is seeing some slow growth. We've seen that for some time, and it was largely expected that the ECB would continue to cut rates. Then I think when you specifically talk about the euro's rally here recently, it's like, okay, well, so is the US, right? They're not immune to this slowdown worries as well. So now the euro kind of rallies on that relative kind of, well, you're in the same camp as us kind of thing. So not quite as dire, I suppose, as the slow growth that we see in Europe and in the UK, but the US definitely not a perfectly immune to the global economy and to the trade war impacts that could have on its, you know, situation. So I think with the ECB, again, rate cuts to try and stimulate the situation there. We also saw massive expected spending with the German government kind of proposing, it's either 600 or 800 billion euros to fund, you know, kind of war efforts. So that's a huge amount of spending potentially. We also saw European bond yields actually rise off of that too, just the expectation that there could be some inflation. And government spending, you know, can tack on debt, but it also can also be a major source of economic growth. So a little bit of strength for the euro here recently.
Okay, we're going to have probably another fascinating week to come. Apart from the tariffs and the geopolitics, what else is happening next week?
Yeah, so next week we have, of course, more economic data to watch out for. Monday's a little bit soft, but then on March 11th, that Tuesday, you have JOLTS job openings. On Wednesday, you have the big CPI report, which will be very impactful to markets as we get fresh rounds of economic data. The Bank of Canada will be kind of releasing their rate statement. And then we have the producer price index on Thursday, followed by Friday's U of M consumer sentiment, which, if you remember, those consumer sentiment indicators have been really causing some swings in markets as people are trying to gauge the strength or weakness of the state of the consumer.
Nick, thank you very much for joining us today. Have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.